Snap Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Snap Judgment comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/snap. That's odoo.com/snap. As we navigate this new world of social distancing, of quarantine, stay in place, everything, as this becomes our new normal, your mind, at least my mind, can start to play tricks on you. I can't see my brand new baby nephew. What do you mean a Zoom bat mitzvah? And say whatever you want to, but most Zoom dates are a distant cry from the before time. And the whispers, they start to tell you, this is unique to you. A brand new and unfair path that you and you alone are forced to march. And your mind might start spinning. You might start thinking crazy things, and that's what this is for. Team Snap wants to give you some thoughts from folk who have traveled this road. I'm going to start off with a man named Osama. Osama is a former political prisoner with a unique perspective because all of this reminds him of the time he was in the Palestinian city of Jericho.
My name is Osama Eliwad. I'm originally from Jerusalem. Now I live in Jericho. I'm 42 years old. I passed a lot of kinds of isolation in my life. I was arrested when I was 14 for hanging a Palestinian flag. And I spent 2 weeks in isolation in one room in jail.
Dark, it's stinky, it's hard floor, that the water was tung 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 all the time. Your body's not giving you opportunity to rest because you have to stay awake to take care of it. From nowhere I heard a tune, and it was like it goes with the wind and it comes back. I put my ear like closer to the wall to hear it. And I felt relaxed a little bit. I felt like I forgot about the cold weather. Like I rested somehow. After I fell asleep a little bit, and then I woke up and I tried to hear, but I didn't hear it. And the day after, I was putting my head to the wall in order to try to reach this voice somehow and to hear it again. And after a few days, I heard it again. And I was very excited and I was happy that I'm hearing this again. Mm-hmm. something like this. And I relaxed.
I feel calm down in my body and my physical body also, you know, and my heart, and like I feel it's a special feeling. I'm not a good sleeper until today. Since then, I mean, I couldn't sleep. I just listened to music to calm down, and I'm playing the same song, a song I told you about. So for the people who are sitting on isolation nowadays, from time to time when you wanna relax, play the best music you like, music to relax you, close your eyes and put your headphones, close your eyes and feel it running into your body and relax with it and think about how happy you are in this moment. Take this opportunity and don't let it go.
22 years later, Osama was at a Jewish friend's house for Shabbat dinner in Israel when the family stood up and started singing a song. Osama couldn't believe his ears. It was the same song he'd heard back in prison. And that's when Osama realized that the tune he heard, it was Israeli soldiers singing a Jewish hymn to prepare for the Sabbath. That song is called Shalom Aleichem. He still listens to it to fall asleep. Next up, we hear from Eric Mwangwe. And back in the 1990s, Eric was a star goalkeeper of Rwanda's most beloved football team, Rayon Sport. And Eric was Tutsi. So when death squads started hunting Tutsis in the spring of 1994, Eric took refuge at his teammate's house. And his teammates were mostly Hutu, and they were playing the role of protector while Eric was hiding for his life.
For me and many people who were going through the crisis of 1994 genocide against the Tutsi in Rwanda, the fear we had was real, was fear of surviving imminent death. My name is Eric Mwangwe Eugene, former Rwandan international footballer. In 1994, I was sitting in one house where I was with quite a few number of friends of mine, former teammates. We were quite a number of people, we were about 12 people in a three bedrooms house. My fear was constantly thinking about what might be coming, who might be coming to get me. There was fighting going on around us.
You can't describe it. We were used to random killings, random shootings, grenade being thrown here and there, continuous machine guns, all those kind of things, and it went on and on.
So in all this time, basically, my mind had completely become frozen because I wasn't thinking straight. To one point, I could not remember if it was 10 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if it was Monday or Saturday. I could have broken down or something. You know, yes, having people around you who was able to make you feel part of big group, big family, did help a lot to take away the anxiousness and the fear. We spent days talking to each other, playing cards and playing other games that would help them take their minds off what was going on around us. But having people around you, even though you knew they were not going to really stop a determined militia or soldier to take you away and kill you. The fact that they were there and you could trust him, you knew they could do everything to help me, and they did. They provided food, hope, all kind of things that I needed in that moment of needs. They were able to go out and look for food. If I had not been in that house, probably I would have died of hunger because I could not have gone out. So I think, yeah, the spirit of teamwork, struggling as a family, as a group, as a team, did help us a lot.
Pull up with your fam, whoever you call fam, and love each other. Up next, we hear from a woman who grew up in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn.
If I was at home, I was either alone or taking care of the schedules and the needs of 8 children. It definitely kept me busy. But there was a lot of loneliness as well. And lonely hours. My name is Esti. I am a 55-year-old mother of 8 children. I grew up in Brooklyn, in the religious area of Brooklyn. I teach Zumba Extreme, which is a wild form of Zumba, at the Jerusalem YMCA Sports Center. My isolation took place beginning in 1986. For approximately 2 decades. My abuser was my husband at the time. He basically supervised and controlled all my time, and he tried to control all my actions as well. I remember vividly this day. I bought myself this amazing rust-colored suede shirt. My ex took one look at me and said, "You're not leaving the house. You can't leave the house." I'm like, "Why?" He walked out the front door and locked me in. And first I banged on the door, and then I saw he walked away, and there was no use. I cried for a while, and I called him, and he wouldn't answer the phone. Anyway, looked around the apartment, and I said, "No problem." Changed to exercise clothing, took out my step, did a serious hour of step, from my own head, made up my own routine, did a hell of an hour of step, and finished it, soaked to the bone, and I had power. I had total power. In that moment, I empowered myself, and it was okay for that moment. You have to find something you love. It doesn't make a difference what it is. You have to pick something that'll make you happy, that when you finish doing it, you'll close the book or close the video and you will smile and you'll feel good about yourself. And then you'll have a glass of wine and feel even better.
Don't worry, y'all. Esti is now safe and sound. She recently married a fantastic man in Jerusalem, where she's still exercising in her apartment and teaching Zumba on Zoom. These stories were produced by Naomi Zebeloff, Shayna Sheely, Liz Mack, and Anna Sussman. We'll be back with more lockdown stories soon. You keep your head up. Give love and accept love, all right? Peace. Support for Snap Judgment comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is the only software your business will ever need. Featuring a suite of integrated business applications, Odoo connects your business operations together so you can get more done in less time. Odoo has apps for everything: CRM,
accounting, sales, HR, inventory, marketing, manufacturing, you name it, Odoo's got it. To learn more, visit odoo.com/snap. That's odoo.com/snap.